Georgia judge dismisses two charges against Trump in election interference case, date modified :2024-09-12T22:14:16.562Z, description : The ex-president now faces 8 remaining counts, out of the original 13, in the Georgia election interference case. Georgia court dismisses two more charges against Trump, Getty Images. A court in Georgia has dismissed 2 of the 10 criminal charges against Donald Trump and 1 other charge against his allies for alleged attempts to interfere in the 2020 presidential election. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruled on Thursday that the southern state did not have the authority to bring the specific charges related to the alleged filing of false documents in federal court. Judge McAfee allowed the rest of the case to move forward, including 8 charges against Trump, out of the original 13. 3 other charges against Trump were dropped earlier this year after the same judge ruled that the charges lacked detail. Stephen Sado, a lawyer for Trump, praised the ruling, saying, "President Trump and his legal team in Georgia have prevailed once again." Judge McAfee on Thursday said that the 2 dropped charges fell under federal jurisdiction, rather than under Georgia state law. The dropped charges against Trump include conspiracy to commit false documents and conspiracy to commit forgery, according to court documents. 2 of his co-defendants had their charges of forgery dropped as well. According to the indictment filed in August 2023 by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, Trump conspired with 18 other defendants to interfere in the election result. Judge Scott McAfee, the young jurist handling Trump's Georgia trial, "The group refused to accept that Trump lost, and they knowingly and willfully joined a conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in favor of Trump. Part of the alleged plot included Trump's phone call to Georgia's top election official, in which he pleaded with him to find 11,780 votes, the margin in which he lost to Mr. Biden." Trump, and 14 co-defendants, have pleaded not guilty to racketeering and other state charges related to alleged efforts to overturn the former president's loss in Georgia. 4 others have pleaded guilty. The case has largely been put on hold since June, after Ms. Willis was found to have had a romantic relationship with one of the lead prosecutors in the case. A Georgia appeals court is currently considering whether Ms. Willis must step aside from the case due to the allegations of misconduct presented by defense lawyers. Georgia indictments of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, United States.